It's Thursday, May 15th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. No buried human remains found from an anonymous tip in Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake Area School District is turning UWECBC's Student Center into a child care facility. Major rulings are pending at the State Supreme Court, and monitoring for the invasive spongy moth is underway. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. No human remains were found in a search of a Chippewa Falls residence, police said on Wednesday. Authorities were following up on an anonymous tip from this winter that said possible human remains were buried at a residence in the city. The frozen ground prevented investigators from examining the ground then, but said no new information was learned between then and now. A more thorough search this week did not turn up any human remains or other evidence. Police did not specify the location or any missing persons cases the tip was related to. The Rice Lake School District is updating certain buildings on the UW-Eau Claire-Barron County campus. Amy Hockery with a story.
In an effort to free up space not being utilized, UW-Eau Claire-Barron County has terminated the lease of two of its buildings from Barron County. In turn, the Rice Lake Area School District will lease these facilities for childcare and practice space for school sports teams. Campus Director Dr. Abby Fisher discusses the changes.
The Rice Lake Area School District intends to renovate the student center into a childcare center. That child care center is going to serve well over 100 children. The Rice Lake High School sports teams have been the largest users of our gymnasium for at least 2 years, if not longer. We all think it makes sense for the district to take over the gymnasium as well.
Most services in the student center have been relocated to Meggers Hall, but the majority of classrooms moved to Ritzinger Hall. Remodeling for the student center is expected to begin in September, with reopening scheduled for 2026. I'm Amy Hockery.
The full interview with Fisher can be heard online at northwestnow.net. Expect multiple high-profile cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court to get rulings soon. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley is set to end her 30th year on the court next month, and that means the court will have to deliver opinions in a number of cases. That includes a full ruling on Wisconsin's current abortion laws, rulings on Wisconsin Act 10, which restricts collective bargaining for public unions, a ruling on WIAA actions against student athletes, and a ruling on PFAS regulations. There's also a challenge from Governor Tony Evers against the legislative committee that handles how state agencies are allowed to create rules, which has consistently blocked actions by Evers' office. Bradley's last day is June 30th. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin joins yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. Ted Ahlen has a story.
This time, Attorney General Josh Call joins 19 other state attorneys general in two suits announced Tuesday. The legal action challenges the withholding of funds by the federal departments of Homeland Security and Transportation for the state's public safety and infrastructure. The funds in question are allocated through FEMA grants and are used to maintain roads, bridges, and transit systems. The suits dispute new conditions tying federal funding to immigration enforcement, which the AG say exceed legal authority and put public safety at risk. Tad Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Statewide surveys for invasive spongy moths are set to begin. Sean Maloney has a story.
From mid-May through early July, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be setting approximately 8,000 traps for spongy moths across 36 counties. Most traps will be set along public roads, but some will require placement on private property. DATCAP asks that if you come across a spongy moth trap, which are small green boxes stapled or tied to trees, to leave it be. The data collected from the traps is crucial to helping limit the spread of the invasive species. More info on spongy moth trapping can be found on DATCAP's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.